Welcome to Palestine Today, service of the International Middle East Media Center, www.imemc.org, for Wednesday, September 14, 2011. Troops kidnap youth and settlers assault Palestinian workers in the West Bank. These stories and more are coming up. Stay tuned. Israeli authorities invaded the town of Azzoun near the West Bank city of Qalqilya Wednesday morning and kidnapped three youth. Local sources said that troops also handed warrants for dozens of residents in the town to be interviewed by the Israeli intelligence. Eyewitnesses said that troops broke into the houses of the villagers to hand them the warrants. In the meantime, Israeli police arrested Adnan Ghaith from Jerusalem hours after his return to his house after being deported for 8 months. Ghaith is a senior Fatah leader in Jerusalem and was deported from Jerusalem last January by an Israeli military order. Ghaith was contacted by the Israeli security Tuesday night and was summoned to meet with them at the Russian compound jail in West Jerusalem. He was told that he will be interviewed for some minutes, however he was held upon arrival. In the meantime, Israeli settlers from the settlement of Itamar near the West Bank city of Nablus assaulted three Palestinian workers Wednesday morning. The workers are from the town of Beit Fajjar near Bethlehem and suffered moderate wounds and bruises in different parts of their bodies. The settlers also set fire to their car before they left them in the street. In Hebron, a Palestinian boy suffered moderate wounds when hit by a settler car in the city. The boy was moved to the hospital for medical treatment. Ghassan Douglas, an expert on the wall and settlement issues, said that 275 violations by Israeli settlers against Palestinian civilians were recorded in the north of the West Bank since the beginning of 2011. In other news, an Israeli military force invaded Al-Fara'a area in the eastern part of the West Bank near Tubas. The military took photographs of the existing water aquifers in the area and informed the residents that they will come back to destroy the aquifers. Hussein Lahmoud, head of the village council of Al-Fara'a, said that destroying the aquifers will harm most of the residents who highly depend on these water resources for their agriculture, which is their only source of income. In addition, destroying the water resources will deprive all the region from its main source of drinking water, which will cause a serious problem in the area. That was some of the news from Palestine today. For more updates, please visit our website at www.imemc.org. Thank you for joining us from Occupied Bethlehem. This report has been brought to you by Hassan Kassis and me, George Rishmawi.